You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this half hour. University presidents and other leaders are getting put in the hot seat over their response to the war between Israel and Hamas. We have national and local team coverage on this.
First, the resignation of University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill, bowing to pressure after she failed to fully condemn anti-Semitism on campus in a congressional hearing. Her ouster followed by the chair of Penn's Board of Trustees. Harvard President Claudine Gay's testimony at the same hearing has also sparked calls for her resignation, including billboard trucks circling the campus with the words, "Fire Gay." But President Gay has huge support among faculty as the first black woman to lead Harvard. More than 500 faculty signing a letter of support after Gay apologized for her remarks, expressing regret for amplifying distress and pain. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
It raises the question, what's happening here in Utah when it comes to college campuses? KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy?
Maria, Utah's new interim commissioner of higher education, Jeffrey Lanyard, says that they've passed two resolutions. That's to make it clear where universities stand on free speech.
And stated unequivocally that our campuses are a place where we're going to protect free speech. We're going to protect individuals to be able to express that. But we also wanted people to know that that doesn't mean that you can interfere with another's speech. You can't shout down speakers. You can't interrupt speakers. You can't threaten people.
Lanyard says the second resolution asks universities what their free speech policies look like. He says to Dave and Dejanovic today on KSL that he's hoping by making these things clear, people will know what to expect on a University of Utah campus or any campus in Utah. The governor has supported the resolution. You can read more about it on our website, kslnewsradio.com. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says university leaders have a responsibility to do more to combat hate speech on campuses. He told NBC's Meet the Press he was horrified by testimony of the presidents of Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania before Congress last week.
They're saying it's okay for people to call for genocide of the Jewish people. And by the way, this is not just about Jews. It's about members of Islam. I mean, it's about tolerance for people who are different in our country. And these university presidents have to stand up for that. Their failure to do so was an extraordinary failure.
The president of the University of Pennsylvania announced her resignation over the weekend after a contentious congressional hearing that led to big campus donors threatening to withdraw their funding. Instances of anti-Semitism are on track to hit a new record in the U.S. this year as social media platforms grapple with how to address all forms of hate speech. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce reports.
Police across the U.S. say they're tracking a surge in events with hate as a motivation. And the Wall Street Journal reports we're on track to top the national record for incidents specifically tied to anti-Semitism set in 1993. But other groups are also seeing increased attacks and ramped up rhetoric. One big challenge is how to prevent hate speech from turning into an attack. It's one reason why the American Jewish Committee penned a brief to the U.S. Supreme Court asking the justices to give social media platforms more leverage to crack down on hate speech. For the time being, TikTok is launching a social media campaign this month to combat the problem. It's called Swipe Out Hate. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. President Biden will meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House Tuesday. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers says the trip comes at a critical time.
The White House says President Biden invited Ukrainian President Zelensky to meet with him this week in Washington to underscore his administration's commitment to supporting Ukraine in its war against Russia. Zelensky's visit comes as the administration is ramping up the pressure on Congress to approve tens of billions of dollars in funding for Ukraine. National Security Spokesman John Kirby told reporters on Air Force One the visit by Zelensky to the White House comes at, quote, exactly the right time.
As winter approaches, we're seeing now increased missile and drone attacks by the Russian armed forces against civilian infrastructure.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Other national stories we are following. Former President Trump's legal team is working to move his January 6th trial to later in the year. ABC's Catherine Falders has more.
What we've learned through Smith's filings is essentially a roadmap for their investigation, who they've spoken to, what evidence they plan to introduce at trial. So this is scheduled to go to trial in a little under three months from now. The special counsel wants to keep that on track so it's not delayed anywhere past March 4th.
Special counsel Jack Smith's team doesn't think that this should be delayed or stalled in any way. And a different case against the Trump team, the defamation case against his former attorney, Rudy Giuliani, moves forward today.
What's at stake is how much money in damages Giuliani will ultimately have to pay. They're seeking damages up to $43 million, so that's what this trial will determine, how much money Giuliani has to pay. We're in the jury selection phase. This is likely to be a short trial. Attorneys for Moss and Freeman said that they believe their case will last 2 to 3 days. It's likely this could be all wrapped up by the end of the week.
The suit is brought by two Georgia election workers who say Giuliani's claims about them negatively affected their lives. First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
We are back to a good drive on the Valley freeways, but we do have a crash in Davis County. It's at the intersection of Hillfield Road and Main Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning, and if I happen to be in my car and I'll notice it's close to top of the hour, then I'll go there to hear the news.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Hey guys, Alex Curie here for Alpine Home Medical. You've heard us talking for years about Alpine Home Medical and the great service that they provide, bringing wellness home. That's what they do. They can help you with any medical supply that you have need of right in your home. They have brick and mortar stores. Yes, in fact, they have a brand new location in Tooele, and all of it can be intimidating when it comes to your medical supply needs. But don't let it be, because Alpine Home Medical has so many experts who can walk you through all this. Let's say you want to get a new CPAP machine. Let's say that you want to get part of their CPAP resupply program. They can do all of it. They can help you professionally, walk you through all of the steps to make sure that that CPAP machine is up and running perfectly so that you can be on your way. It doesn't just leave there. It's not about just selling the product at Alpine Home Medical. It's about making sure that you get the service that you need. Give them a call today. Go to alpinehomemedical.com to find out more information about how Alpine can help you in your home or at any of their local stores anywhere across the Wasatch Front, like I said, including at their brand new location in Tooele. It's alpinehomemedical.com, alpinehomemedical.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Gah, I'm so stressed about my business not being ready for the holidays.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Ooma, smart communications for the smarter business.
Any Hour Services can help you make sure your furnace keeps you warm this winter. Whether you need a tune-up, a repair, or a second opinion about replacing it, call Any Hour Services or visit AnyHourServices.com.
KSL News Time, 12:08. In other news that we're following for you this afternoon, some major food companies are creating companion products for people taking weight loss drugs like Ozempic. ABC's Ariel Reshef has more.
Abbott Laboratories, the company behind Ensure Shakes, telling ABC News they'll have a protein drink on the market by next year, designed to boost muscle mass in people using the drugs to shed pounds. Losing muscle mass is a concern with any type of weight loss.
I have usually a shake every day. Usually it's the best way to start my day.
Rachel Knight Gullett says she lost 150 pounds since she started taking Mounjaro last year in July and enjoys the convenience protein shakes can provide.
The smartest thing for food companies to do, honestly, is to figure out how to help us. And we definitely need help.
Supplement shakes are a way to take in nutrients. Protein should be from lean meats and vegetables. A new fad diet has been making the rounds on TikTok, and it centers on making hard-boiled eggs the main course for all your meals. Registered dietitian Jacob Schmidt says eggs have a spot in dieting, but a diet focused solely on eggs isn't balanced.
There's always going to be a new diet that has some magic miracle thing that's going to happen, and it's going to be this special food, whether it's a cucumber or an egg or whatever it might be. But the reality is we just do better with a varied diet.
Yeah, you remember the grapefruit diet? It included a lot of eggs, too. Well, Schmidt recommends eating a variety of vegetables, fruits, and lean protein. Couples often share a place, a bank account, and according to one new study, high blood pressure. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has details.
Researchers had a hunch that one partner's health was contagious to the other, and they found that it's often true. The Deseret News reports that among American couples 50 and older, almost 40% shared high blood pressure. The Journal of the American Heart Association also looked at partners in other countries, and they found that Chinese and Indian couples had lower levels of hypertension, but a higher chance of both partners showing it. One hypothesis is that those cultures emphasize family more heavily, meaning partners could influence each other's health more. The American Heart Association has tips for the half of American adults with high blood pressure. Eat a veggie-heavy diet, slow down on the salt, and get regular exercise and high-quality sleep. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Valley Freeway traffic delay-free, looking pretty good. We did have the accident in Utah County, northbound I-15 prior to University Parkway. That is pretty much out of traffic on the shoulder. No more delays. One accident remaining. It's in Davis County. This is at the intersection of Hillfield Road and Main Street in Layton. Western Nut Company Holiday Gift Centers are located in Layton Hills, Newgate in Ogden, the shops at Southtown in Sandy, Fashion Place Mall in Murray, and University Place in Orem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll keep it mostly sunny today with a high of 44 and maybe even some moderate air quality. Overnight lows dip off to near 30, partly cloudy generally. 41 tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. Keep it in the low 40s on Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, we'll check in on a small business dealing with the aftermath of being the target of a hate crime. On KSL, streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Guys, does she need a little escape this year? Introducing Cozy Escape Pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. These PJs are just the getaway she needs. So take that time off and plan a holiday staycation. Cozy Escape Pajamas make the perfect gift for your special someone who deserves a little rest and relaxation. Treat her to luxurious, next-level cozy signature soft fleece. They're as light as a dream and will keep her oh so warm, like snuggling in her favorite blanket. She'll love to cuddle in Cozy Escape PJs on those extra chilly nights. With Pajamagram, you can even add gift packaging. Order now for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. She's missed out on a lot of things she loves this year, so this Christmas, give her the escape she deserves. These new PJs are selling fast, so order today. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order Cozy Escape Pajamas. Pajamagram.com.
Merry Christmas, honey.
A Bernina embroidery machine? It's wonderful.
Bernina products are wonderful Christmas gifts that you'll love and use. Take advantage of these holiday specials at Dave's Bernina in St. George and Provo.
Save thousands of dollars on world-famous Bernina sewing machines, such as the B700E for $2,999, the B500E $1,999, and get a free $2,000 embroidery module when you purchase the 770 CAFE machine.
48 months, no interest on certain machines.
Purchase the L890 serger and receive a free Bernina studio cabinet, a $3,250 value. How about $2,400 worth of free gifts when you buy a Bernina B790 Pro model?
25% off all Bernina luggage, embroidery hoops, and presser feet.
Amazing bargains on previously owned and demo machines with warranties at Dave's Bernina, 691 East St. George Boulevard and 2017 North 550 West in Provo.
At Dave's Bernina.
This time of year can be a lot, and it's natural to feel some sadness or anxiety about it. But adding something new and positive to your life can counteract some of those feelings. Therapy can be a bright spot amid all of the stress and change. Something to look forward to make you feel grounded, and to give you the tools to manage everything going on. Learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Salt Lake today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Salt Lake, and get 10% off your first month. Special gifts for special people. Find them at J. Brooks Jewelers, Murray and Lehigh. Online at JBrooksJewelers.com.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's winter sunlight doesn't have any of the sunshine vitamin, which means people need to get their vitamin D in other ways, like food and supplements. I'm KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris.
Second, university leaders are in hot water for expressing their views on the Israel-Hamas war. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Free drive on all the valley freeways. We're looking pretty good there. We still have the cleanup of a crash in Layton. This is Hillfield Road at Main Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A combination of sun and clouds and maybe a little bit of valley haze. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny 41 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Federal prosecutors want the Supreme Court to immediately hear an appeal in former President Trump's federal election interference case.
The prosecutors say they know the request they're making is extraordinary, but they write this is an extraordinary case. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team is asking the justices to step in now, even before the D.C. Circuit Appeals Court hears arguments, to decide whether Trump's claims have merit. He's arguing two things. One, that he's immune from prosecution because he was president at the time of the alleged offenses. And two, that he should be covered by double jeopardy because he was tried but not convicted in the Senate. Judge Tanya Chutkan ruled against Trump on both.
ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. We've just gotten word that a Texas woman who is waiting on the state's Supreme Court to decide if she can get what her doctors describe as an emergency abortion has left the state to have the procedure. Kate Cox's doctors say her fetus has a severe condition and almost no chance of survival. The Air Force wraps up an independent investigation into the case of accused Discord document leaker Jack Teixeira. And now a number of airmen will be punished as a result.
This review found that these officials were being lax in their oversight of Teixeira. They knew that he was looking in some of the files that he shouldn't have, but didn't carry out any further actions. And they also said that they found that there was not a good chain of command follow through about what to do with the information flow that was taking place in this base.
ABC's Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez. President Biden in Philadelphia today to announce $22 million in federal funding for the city's fire department.
God made man, then he made a few firefighters. You're all crazy. You're all crazy. I love you for it.
The money will allow the city to reopen and restaff three fire companies which had been closed due to budget constraints. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The cleanup begins in Tennessee after a deadly string of tornadoes hit over the weekend. America in the Morning's Pamela Furr has an update for us.
Governor Bill Lee toured the devastation on Sunday that stretched from Clarksville near Fort Campbell to Hendersonville, a suburb of Nashville.
It's sobering. What we have witnessed today across the state of Tennessee, really sad, really heartbreaking.
Now, in all, six people were killed, including a toddler and another child. More than 50 people injured, multiple buildings destroyed, and power outages everywhere. Right now, the National Weather Service has determined the first touchdown in Clarksville was an EF3. And by the time it hit Madison, a town on the outskirts of Nashville, it had weakened to an EF2 with a 400-yard path. Nashville Fire Chief William Swan.
Please be aware that there is still a significant risk of debris in unstable structure areas. It is critical that you exercise extreme caution when you navigate through affected areas and avoid entering any buildings or structures that appear to be damaged or unstable.
Right now, crews from across the state have descended on the area, hoping to get power restored as soon as possible. Tennessee is known as the Volunteer State, and as the governor describes, hundreds of people have shown up to lend a hand.
The Salvation Army was standing at the top of the street. There are churches lined up across this state that are already pouring resources and help.
In Nashville, I'm Pamela Furr.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date now on the drive. Traffic and weather brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And what's going on, Ricky?
We've had a pretty quiet drive on the Valley freeways, and that was even after we had emergency traffic on I-15 in Utah County. A completely different drive right now. North and southbound I-15 in Utah County rolling right along between the Point and Provo. The rest of your Valley freeways also seeing a nice and quiet drive. We still have the crash reported as active in the Layton area of Davis County at the intersection of Hillfield Road and Main Street. The Zero Res holiday sale is on now, just $25 per room for carpet cleaning. Schedule Monday or Tuesday and clean before the new year. Schedule today online at ZeroRes.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast has a bit of a dry stretch here. We're going 44 today, mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow, 41, mostly cloudy. Still at 41 on your Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, up to 42, but sunny on Thursday. Back to the mid-30s on Friday at 43, mostly sunny and dry through Saturday, 45, up to 46 on Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, sunny 41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets, seeing a lot of green numbers. The Dow up nearly 100 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370. 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact us at aimyourdigital.com for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. We are Bonneville Salt Lake. Your success starts at aimyourdigital.com.
In 400 AD, a forgotten time in ancient America, warrior prophet Moroni must preserve the history of his fallen nation while being hunted by a ruthless tyrant.
Where is the brave general now?
From Freestyle Releasing and Great Scott Entertainment comes
the memory of my God,
the oath,
my faith and my freedom. My wife and my son! Perfect.
The Oath, now playing in theaters. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. More information is available at oathmovie.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
KSL News Time 1224, a new version of Fortnite is gaining popularity. Lego Fortnite is seeing over 2.1 million players, while the normal Battle Royale is managing just over 2 million. Other games have been popularized by Lego versions like Star Wars and Batman. Watching Utah's money, Amazon is asking a federal judge to squash the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust lawsuit against it. 17 states are suing. They say the company inflated prices and pushed out competition on its platform. Amazon is arguing that their actions benefited competition. Baseball's biggest pitcher is getting $700 million. That new contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers makes Shohei Ohtani the world's highest-paid athlete. The former Fox host Tucker Carlson will have new streaming out on a service today. It's been a half year since Carlson left Fox and started posting his own videos on X. Now users can tune into streams for $9 a month. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is currently up 94 points. It sits at 36,342. S&P is up by 14, and the NASDAQ is up by 20 points. It's the first time anime tops the U.S. box office.
Ahead of the Christmas blockbusters, the bar to number one at the box office was lower. Hayao Miyazaki's The Boy and the Heron becomes the first anime movie to top the box office.
What is this place?
Pulling in $12.8 million on its opening weekend. Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes coming in second, $9.4 million. Godzilla Minus One roars in at number three, pulling in $8.3 million in its second weekend. Trolls Band Together takes fourth. Disney's Wish rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It is the beginning of a season that should rekindle hope.
Casualties in this war, hard to comprehend.
Homelessness in Utah has been steadily increasing.
News is more than information. Spend your day with people who do more than report, who enjoy and celebrate Utah.
Did I just almost call her Dr. Jennifer Aniston?
I love stories like that.
Me too. The neighborhood school that looked like a spaceship.
They're not beautiful structures.
We promise to remember what's really important. You. A holiday promise from KSL News Radio. Boyd Matheson on the pitfalls of politics.
I think the biggest thing we all have to reject is the status quo. We have to reject the kind of politics that have been served up to us and that we've bought into. The biggest question for all of us is, what are we afraid of? And often what we're afraid of is losing power. Politicians often tell us, you can vote for whoever you want, but if you vote for someone other than me, you'll lose power, you'll lose influence. And we have to reject that. Our voting right is our most sacred and fundamental right. Vote for the best person, even if they're not in either political party. Some will try to convince you that throwing your vote away and the evil, awful other side is going to win because of that. That's what they want you to believe. Because if you're functioning out of a position of fear, we all lose. You'll vote for the status quo, and that keeps the status quo in power.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Need to replace your Social Security card? In most states, you can request one online with a My Social Security account. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's an easy drive on all the valley freeways, including I-15 both directions between Willard Bay all the way down to, I'm going to say, about Mona. So you're good to go. All of the freeways in Salt Lake County crash-free and delay-free. And we did have the accident. It looks like it still may be affecting traffic. This is going to be in Layton at Hillfield Road and Main Street. The perfect present doesn't always come wrapped under the tree. Treat your loved ones with an unforgettable afternoon or evening of music and laughter with the Utah Symphony. Find your tickets at utahsymphony.org/holiday. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
How about a high of 44 today, mostly sunny skies and a little bit of valley haze. Overnight, we'll go partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures drop to near 30. Tomorrow, 41, mostly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, very pretty, 43 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Taking a look at Ogden at 41, Park City this hour, 37.
Listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30, KSL's top story this hour. The Salt Lake City nail salon that was broken into and vandalized is now the scene of a hate crime investigation. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has the story. Hugo?
Maria, the Salt Lake City Police Department say the vandalism and break-in at the Water Creek Nails and Spa in downtown is officially being investigated as a hate crime.
Because we have this criminal act with the hate-filled phrase that's on the wall, we are investigating this as a hate crime.
Sabrina Nguyen's parents migrated from Vietnam and own the saloon. She told KSL TV's Shelby Lofton that her parents are devastated by the break-in but are overwhelmed by the support they're receiving.
They at first felt like, oh my gosh, why us? And then now they're realizing that they have like an army behind them.
Police say there is around $15,000 worth of damage. Nonviolent hate crimes in Utah carry a penalty of up to 6 months in jail. Reporting live here, Ricard Bell, KSL News Radio.
Police are still looking for three men, but they say their description is not specific enough to be released to the public. Small business owners have other worries as well: inflation, taxes, and government regulations.
Quality of labor is listed among the top worries in a new report on bizjournals.com.
Quality of labor is absolutely a concern, and frankly, it has been for a long time, even before the pandemic, especially in a place like Utah where our economy is so hot and growing so quickly.
Salt Lake Chamber President and CEO Derek Miller says there are 100,000 unfilled jobs in Utah right now. He says many small business owners tell him they're struggling just to find people, let alone people who are qualified and have the skills the employer is looking for. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
The experts say the economy is doing very well, but many people still feel like they are living paycheck to paycheck.
I think that consumers are reacting to a lot of things. First, it's really, you know, unsettling to have a war in Israel and in Gaza. It's really unsettling to have the Russian war taking place.
That is the chief economist for the Salt Lake Chamber, Natalie Gochner. She says salaries have increased more than inflation this last year, and we have very low unemployment rates, so we shouldn't be feeling much of a pinch. KSL's top national stories. The Trump campaign is making accusations of voter fraud, but this time against fellow candidate Ron DeSantis and his wife, Casey.
The incoming directed squarely at Casey after she seemed to encourage women from out of state to travel and caucus in Iowa on her husband's behalf. The problem there is that's against the law. The DeSantis campaign maintains they were simply encouraging people to volunteer, but the damage had been done. Now, Trump's campaign is saying they condemn the DeSantis' quote, dirty and illegal tactics. And while the Iowa State Party didn't go nearly as far, the group put out a post on X reminding the world that only legal residents of Iowa can participate in the caucus. Brittany Shepard, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden and the First Lady will host a Hanukkah event at the White House tonight.
President Biden and the First Lady will celebrate the fifth night of Hanukkah Monday evening with a reception at the White House. The White House says nearly 800 people will attend, and guests were invited from across the Jewish community, including Holocaust survivors, elected officials, entertainers, and Jewish leaders. The menorah will be lit by the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, and White House staff that are descendants of Holocaust survivors. President Biden will deliver remarks and is expected to address how Hanukkah is a timeless story of miracles, and even in dark times, light can be found. found. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Other national stories KSL is following. Delegates at the UN climate talks in Dubai scrap over the final language as COP28 nears its conclusion.
Once again, the devil is in the detail. And right now, not everyone's singing from the same sheet. However, as the Norwegian foreign minister says,
my general instinct is to be a realistic optimist, and I have seen many occasions where things look difficult, and 24 hours later, we celebrate victories.
A big point of disagreement, what an acceptable phase down of fossil fuels might look like, and how developing countries could even contemplate that, given the crippling economic impact that would have on them. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stormy weather, including a deadly tornado, giving way to cold air for parts of the country.
As the Northeast was being hit with heavy rain and flash flooding Sunday and early Monday, there was a coating of snow in the D.C. area and a deadly EF3 tornado that claimed at least six lives in Middle Tennessee, with hundreds of buildings destroyed. Governor Bill Lee urging neighbors helping neighbors.
There are victims whose lives are devastated and will never be the same.
After the storm, cold and blustery conditions in the forecast for parts of the South and into New England before more mild weather arrives midweek. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
First look traffic. What's going on the roads, Ricky?
It's quiet on the Valley freeways. That's the good news. No accidents or delays there. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1234.
Join us on the community's number one resource for news and fair, enlightening talk.
Listening to Dave and Debbie talk about the Israeli conflict was not one-sided. I really appreciate that.
Listen between 9 and noon each weekday
on KSL News Radio.
Kidney cars, donate your car today. Tax write-off, hip, 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 hooray. Kidney cars, give your car away. Tax write-off, and you will save today.
The staff of the National Kidney Foundation of Utah would like to wish you a merry holiday season and remind you that it is better to give than receive, but not better than giving and receiving. For example, if you give your car to the Kidney Foundation, you may get a tax deduction. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS with a K. That's 1-800-TOWKARS. To donate your used car to the Kidney Foundation, call 1-800-TOW-CARS with a K. That's 1-800-TOWKARS.
Kidney cars, donate your car today. Tax write-off, hip, 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 hooray!
Call 1-800-TOW-CARS with a K.
They say good things come to those who wait, but we both know the truth. If you want the good things in life, you've got to go out and get them. So if you've been dreaming of a Cadillac, don't wait. Head to Jerry Seiner Cadillac and get one for yourself. With their award-winning XT4, 5, and 6 models available on-site and the area's top selection of certified pre-owned Cadillacs, there's no need to wait to drive in luxury. Stop dreaming. Start driving. Visit Jerry Seiner and experience the Seiner difference.
Positive mortgage news? Interest rates have dropped and trending down from 2023 yearly highs. Click loansbyrick.com. Purchase or cashback loans. Visit loansbyrick.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, police investigating a local nail salon break-in believe that it may have been a hate crime. KSL News Time, 1237. Respiratory illness activity is elevated or increasing across most areas of the country. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
The CDC says 15 states plus New York City are experiencing high or very high levels of respiratory illness, including symptoms of fever, cough, and or sore throat. And the sick could be suffering from COVID, the flu, RSV, or the common cold. Flu activity is especially high, with at least 2.6 million cases, 26,000 hospitalizations, and 1,600 deaths nationwide this season. COVID hospitalizations are also up, but still lower than last year and are highest among older adults. Experts say the rise in respiratory illnesses is directly linked to holiday gatherings and travel. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Patients of the birth center in Salt Lake are scrambling after the practice suddenly shut down. Owner and provider at Wasatch Midwifery and Wellness, Adrian Brown, says they have been getting panicked women coming to them for help.
They were told at 40 weeks plus, which was very disconcerting to them, that they didn't have a provider.
The Burr Center has not responded to our request for a comment. Less sunlight means less vitamin D. However, in the wintertime, the sunlight that we receive in Utah doesn't even contain vitamin D. Registered dietitian Vanessa Browning says most people don't rely on the sun for the vitamins in the winter.
I think most people are probably getting it from fortified foods, supplementation like a multivitamin. That's most likely where people are keeping their vitamin D.
She says vitamin D deficiency can cause soft bones or osteoporosis, but only at extreme levels. Doctors are warning consumers to avoid relying on energy drinks to stay upbeat as the days get shorter. Washington's top news reports that drinking too many energy drinks can affect your blood pressure and your heart rhythm. It can also heighten anxiety and give you some digestive problems. The CDC is warning travelers of a deadly tick-borne disease. Rocky Mountain spotted fever is showing up in people who have recently traveled to Baja California in Mexico. 3 out of 5 patients have died after contracting the disease. 4 out of 5 patients were children. Children are 5 times more likely to die from that illness. KSL News Time, it's 12:39. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's been quiet on the Valley freeways. That is not a bad thing. And for those who are traveling, I-15, 215, I-80, or the 201, you are good to go. No accidents, no delays. We had the one crash in Layton at the intersection of Hillfield Road and Main Street. That is likely in the cleanup stages if it hasn't already been cleared. I am seeing a little bit of backup approaching that intersection, but no major delays and no other problems reported for your noontime drive. Enjoy Utah's beautiful snow and whole family fun with winter tubing at Soldier Hollow in Midway. Experience longer tubing lanes, shorter lines, and more fun. Book your session now at UtahOlympicLegacy.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Bit of a dry forecast shaping up here. We're going mostly sunny skies today, high of 44. Dropping off to 30 overnight, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies across the Wasatch Front. Tomorrow we keep it overcast, temperatures in the low 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, sunny and 43 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, adults are more likely to be the victims of a fatal auto pedestrian crash. We'll see why that may be in just a few minutes. Right here on KSL, streaming online at kslnewsradio.com and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Les Olson IT is now a Rico Graphic Arts and Production Systems dealer. Rico chose Les Olson because of our reputation for superior service and national recognition. Les Olson IT chose Rico Graphics because they're the best value compared to other commercial-grade printers. Rico excels in high volume, high speed, high resolution, and offers an exciting fifth color. Learn more at lesolson.com.
Les Olson IT.
Introducing Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. We're bringing all of Utah's favorite HVAC, plumbing, and electrical brands under one roof. Get your home's electrical system running in peak condition by scheduling a $79 whole home electric inspection with the professionals at Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric today. The electrical experts at Yes are ready to help identify unsafe conditions and possibly prevent expensive repairs in the future. Proudly serving Utah for more than 45 years. Call now or visit theyesmancan.com for details, terms, and conditions.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. Over the years, I have seen a lot of down payment assistance programs. Most of them just aren't practical for one reason or another, but we have one now that is pretty solid. This program is for first-time home buyers or some buyers who have been out of the market for several years. It includes a gift of up to $4,000 to help with the down payment. Given that this program only calls for a 3% down payment in the first place, this gift can be a real game changer. Some restrictions apply. One restriction is that the household income cannot be over a certain amount, which for most areas along the Wasatch Front is around $85,000 annual income. Call us today if you want to take a look. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289115.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the #1 dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's only a minute of news. How long could it take? I do a lot of surfing late at night. I'm looking at all my favorite internet sources, Wall Street Journals, New York Times. People throw me ideas, but when I sit down in the morning and it's time to write, it has to resonate with me. I have to have something to say about it. It is my minute of news.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The vandalism and break-in of a Salt Lake City nail salon is being investigated as a hate crime after racial slurs were found spray-painted on the wall. I'm KSL News Radio's Hugo Cardbell.
Second, cleanup is underway in Tennessee after a deadly string of tornadoes. At least 6 people are dead. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
You're good to go if you're traveling north or southbound I-15 between Ogden and Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways also seeing a delay-free drive. We do have a new accident. It's in Weber County at the intersection of Washington Boulevard and 2nd Street in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thin film of valley haze with highs in the 40s today. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 43 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Special counsel Jack Smith's team asked the Supreme Court to immediately hear an appeal in Donald Trump's federal election interference case.
Trump's arguing two things. One, that he's immune from prosecution because he was president at the time of the alleged offenses. And two, that he should be covered by double jeopardy because he was tried but not convicted in the Senate. Judge Tanya Chutkan ruled against Trump on both.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Attorneys for a Texas woman who was waiting for the state Supreme Court for permission to get what her doctors say was an emergency abortion say she's left the state to undergo the procedure. Kate Cox's doctors say her fetus had a severe condition with almost no chance of survival. President Biden in Philadelphia today announcing $22 million in federal funding that'll be used to reopen and staff 3 of the city's fire companies, which have been closed due to budget cuts. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We've been reporting on a number of children hit by cars in the last few months, but federal data shows adults are more likely to die in auto pedestrian crashes. Spokesperson for the Salt Lake City Police Department, Brent Weisberg, joins me now live on the KSL Newsline. Thank you so much for being with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and thank you for allowing us to talk about this important issue.
So, Brent, these are federal numbers, but what do the trends look like here in Utah?
Yeah, unfortunately, this year, 2023, we have had 20 traffic-related deadly crashes in Salt Lake City. Now, that number is lower than we were last year at this time, but we have always said that any death on our roadways here in Salt Lake City is one too many.
Yeah, the federal data is showing a 40% increase in fatal crashes involving adult pedestrians. What do you think about that? It's kind of surprising to me. What do you think about that?
You know, we do see pedestrian-related crashes happening in our city. And again, our effort as police officers is to make sure that we are doing everything we can to educate, enforce, and then the next part of that is working with the city to create safer roads through engineering. So we call it the 3 E's in law enforcement: education, enforcement, and engineering. We want to do everything we can to make sure that all of our roadway users are safe.
Why does it seem that more adults, though, are being hit, whether it be in crosswalks or not?
Hard to say. So, you know, when we've gone back and looked at some of our traffic-related deaths here in Salt Lake City. Many of them have happened at night when people are crossing very busy roadways. They're wearing dark clothing. So we want to make sure that drivers are paying extra close attention to their surroundings. It is so easily it is so easy to get distracted while you're driving. And with all of the technology in our cars, you know, we have cars that now have automatic lights on, but yet we still see people driving at night with their lights turned off. And when our police officers do those traffic stops, people will just say, oh, I thought I had them on automatic. So it's just taking the moments here and there to make sure that your car is in good working condition, that your lights are on, especially as we get towards dawn and dusk, making sure that you're visible. And for our pedestrians, making sure that you're doing everything you can to be more visible, whether that's wearing a reflective clothing or even simply just turning on your cell phone's light on it. Just that activation of the light being flickered as you're walking with your phone in your hand could be enough to draw attention to you as a pedestrian.
Brent, appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Brent Weisberg. He's a spokesperson for the Salt Lake City Police Department. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
We have a few more problems out there. If you are in the Weber County area, watch for an accident. It is in the intersection and blocking multiple directions. A tow truck on the scene, but it's still going to take them a bit to get it cleaned up. This is Washington Boulevard at 2nd Street in Ogden. That's one of the issues that we have right now. And then we also have a crash. This is northbound I-215's West Belt. It's it's near the I-80 junction at about 500 south. It's been moved out of traffic to the Gore area. You'll see it over to the right. And then we have an accident in Davis County. This is on the off-ramp from northbound I-15 at Antelope Drive in Layton. From a recovery program to a place to lay your head at night, with breakfast, lunch, and dinner served every day, please help the rescue mission of Salt Lake. Visit rescuesaltlake.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, 40s today, mostly sunny skies, a little bit of haze. Rather quiet forecast shaping up here. We're going 41 and mostly cloudy on your Tuesday. Same temperature on Wednesday, partly cloudy. Sunny skies, 42 on Thursday. High pressure builds back for the weekend. Friday, 43, mostly sunny. 45 on your Saturday. How about Sunday, 46? From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, sunny and 43 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Seen a lot of positive numbers on Wall Street. A complete update of your money news coming up next. KSL Quarters for Christmas Time, 1251.
It's not too late to save big on your holiday carpet cleanings. The Zero Res Holiday Sale ends Tuesday. Schedule your carpet cleaning today and pay just $25 per room. That's right, the $25 deal is back just in time for your holiday cleaning. Zero Res is the only no-residue carpet cleaner in the area. With their ZR water, there's no soaps, no shampoos, and with no residue left behind, your carpets stay cleaner longer. Plus, with a no-residue cleaning, you don't have to worry about any nasty chemicals left behind either. For carpets, ducts, tile, furniture, and more, Zero Res is the right way to clean. And if you've been waiting to get cleaned up for the holidays, this is the sale you've been waiting for. $25 per room for carpet cleaning. Sale ends Tuesday. Must schedule Monday or Tuesday, and you must clean before the new year. You don't have to clean today, but you do have to get on the schedule. Call Zero Res right now or jump online to schedule. $25 per room. Minimums apply. Zero Res, from Nephi to Ogden and everywhere in between. Online at ZeroRes.com.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Salt Lake City area attorneys. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap but easy to give. Give them a steal.
With powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws to place under the tree, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Save $40 on the HSA 45 battery-powered hedge trimmer. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Now $99.99 was $139.99 MSRP. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
At Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, we made a bold promise to build the nation's model health system for children. Join us in realizing our vision for the future of pediatric care. So together, we can expand primary children's impact and ensure every child has access to the right care at the right place at the right time. For a century, Primary Children's has kept the child first and always. Help us continue to do so for the next 100 years. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org.
Are you tired of your money just sitting in a regular checking account, earning next to nothing? Well, it's time to make your money work harder for you with Granite Credit Union's all-new Dividend Plus checking account. Start maximizing your money's potential today. Visit the nearest branch or head to granite.org to open your Dividend Plus checking account today. Your financial dreams are within reach. And Granite Credit Union is always there to help you make life happen.
Membership required. Dividends subject to account terms and conditions. Offer subject to change without notice. Ask for additional details. Federally insured by NCUA.
KSL News Time 1254. What would a dog do for a Klondike bar? A video getting a lot of views online answers that question. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
The naughty pup got caught on camera as it stood on its hind legs and used its front paws to pull open the freezer drawer. The dog then walked off with a Ziploc piece of junk food and, for good measure, didn't even bother to shut the freezer when it was done. In the latest escalation of this freezer food war, the owner has responded by clapping a child lock on it. What a sad day for this poor boy. We'll now have to rely on a trimmed-down diet of kibble and treats in its actual food bowl. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, Macy's department store has a potential buyer who says the store is worth $5.8 billion. Now, that offer gives the company a lot more than what its current shares are worth. The U.S. underestimated how hard it is to build offshore windmills. The New York Times reports that there are only about 24 new white turbines off the U.S. coast compared to 6,000 new ones in Europe. This means some wind projects could be delayed or even canceled. There are more people spending half or more of their income on rent than ever before. That's true for almost two-thirds of households in the lowest income bracket, according to the New York Times. Food and medicine costs are part of that wallet crush. Now, your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 99 points, sitting at 36,347. S&P, it's up by 12, and the NASDAQ, it's up by 13 points. 44% of shoppers are expected to buy a gift card this holiday season. Police say thieves are increasingly stealing these cards and even returning them as part of a new scam. ABC's Rhiannon Alley explains.
Thieves steal the cards and then remove the scratch-off stickers. Those stickers hide the code that's used to redeem the card. The scammers record that code, then replace the sticker and go back to the store, returning the cards to the shelf for shoppers to buy.
To protect yourself, carefully inspect any gift card for abnormal wear and tear before purchase. Experts also recommend buying gift cards online directly from the retailer.
Do you have? Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.